This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, I'm Brett.
Hi, I'm Brett.
And you've been listening to another podcast of The Affair on Joy 94.9.
joy.org.au/The Affair.
All day, every day. Joy 94.9 on air and online at joy.org.au.
The Affair on Joy 94.9.
Well, good evening. It is a full house tonight, Brettie.
Packed to the rafters.
I want to say a big thank you to Dylan for the Chappelle Show and Michael for the news, first off.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have a lot to cover tonight on The Affair.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to welcome into the studio my beautiful, darling sister, Rebecca.
Hello.
And my beautiful boyfriend, Andrew.
Hello. We are family. I've got all my sisters with me.
I'm not part of this family. Yes, I'm just sitting here in the corner watching.
Do you know what? You're part of the Affair family, buddy.
I am, yes. And part of the Joy family, as are our Joy listeners.
Absolutely.
And it's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
So that's what it's about tonight. It's a family affair.
Absolutely.
Which, that sounded like porn.
I know.
That's icky.
I know, because I was actually going to... It's actually a song by Sly and the Family Stone, and I was actually going to play it tonight, but I heard the whole way through, and it does sound like a porn backtrack. So it's not good. So tonight we're all going to talk about family, but, Brady, we've got a question to ask our Joy listeners, don't we?
We totally do. We would like to hear from our Joy listeners. We would like you to tell us who your favourite TV family is.
So, guys, I'll just ask the question. What is your favourite TV show? Family.
Oh, me start already?
Well,
wow.
We can go to Andrew instead,
that's
Rebecca.
Fine. Well, for me, it's always been Family Ties. Can't beat the 80s US show with Michael J. Fox.
I bet we've been together for a million years and I bet we'll be together for a million more.
Oh, so funny. Glad you remembered. We can sing that later.
How about you, Andy?
Mine's back in the 80s as well, because let's face it, so am I. but it's the Carringtons. And look, I love the way that the Carrington clan just kept growing season on season. It started off with two kids, which was Fallon and Stephen. Then Adam turned up because he got kidnapped, and then Amanda came back from Swiss finishing school, and they just kept pulling these kids out, and there was no explanation for it.
I love the fact that you've managed to pick the Carringtons, because normally you think of family shows, you think of sitcoms and, you know, lovely little nuclear
family. That was a lovely nuclear family in Denver.
Oh, the ongoing fight between the Colbys and the Carringtons.
Absolutely.
How about yours, Brady?
I've got a few, I think.
Yes.
Yeah. But do you know the one I would like to mention is Valerie's Family? Do you remember Valerie's
Was
Family?
Was that the spin-off from...
So it started off as Valerie, right?
Yes.
And then they had a fight with Valerie Harper because she wanted too much money, so they sacked her and they renamed the show Valerie's Family.
No, they called it the Hogan Family.
No, it was Valerie's Family for one season,
okay.
And then the next season it became the Hogans.
That's right.
Oh,
yeah.
Seamless.
Yeah.
Seamless
yeah.
transition there.
And they brought in Sandy Duncan to
yes.
be auntie
and she
as
was
well.
Awful.
Yeah.
Was Sandy Duncan the
blonde,
one with the eye?
Googly eye.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
One looking at you, one looking for you.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Well, look, we've got some great tracks tonight, haven't we?
They're all performed by families. We've gone a little bit creative with what our definition of family is, but
absolutely.
Most of them are actual related siblings or parents, yes.
And obviously the first one off tonight
has to be the Jacksons, one of the most famous singing families of all. It's Can You Feel It? It's a big song. You're on The Family Affair, Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
It's a family affair tonight on Joy. We're packed to the rafters with family in the studio, and we're talking all things family, TV families, music families, and all other sorts. Just before the
Wonderful.
Break, we heard from the Jackson family.
So, tell us about the Jackson family, Andy.
Well, look, one of my favourite types of... Well, in fact, an awful lot of celebrity families do turn out to be horribly dysfunctional, and I think the star at the top of that dysfunctional Christmas tree has to be the Jacksons, because they are just a hot mess from beginning to end. Look, some of the things that make me smile is the names, for a start. I mean, years ago, they had reasonably normal names like Michael, and then more recently, we've had Prince Michael, and then Prince Michael II, which, great, you name your two children exactly the same thing, but let's nickname him Blanket.
I was going to say, was that Blanket? Yes.
And then I think, again, Jermaine has got a son called Jermajesty.
Yeah.
Jermajesty.
Is a great one. The other one is plastic surgery. Look how Michael went from being a reasonably good-looking African-American man to a strange Asian woman just before he died.
He had a skin-whitening illness.
Yes. Well, there was an awful lot of other things that went on apart from just skin whitening.
How many different noses did he have?
At least four.
Different noses.
I think one fell off as well. I had to try a complete new...
Didn't he turn up at court and he had a Band-Aid on the end of his nose?
Keeping it on.
Yep.
Oh, that's really sad.
I hate it when that happens.
And this is not necessarily plastic surgery, but I don't know if anybody saw Jermaine Jackson recently on TV. He's had his hair tattooed on.
Yeah.
And it looks like somebody's melted a vinyl record onto his head. It's just the least convincing thing I've ever seen.
It's like a Ken doll.
Now, if I remember right, the Jackson 5 did appear on quite a few different shows. I remember they appeared on the Cher show.
They were variety whores.
They were, weren't they? They appeared on all the variety shows. Donnie and Marie.
Yep.
Another classic TV, favourite TV family. And
sometimes people call us the Osmonds, Brett, don't they, when we're both smiling? I wonder who calls us that.
That would be me.
Hey, so we are asking the Joy listeners tonight, what is their favourite TV family? Andy said Dynasty, the Colbys and the Carringtons. Rebecca said...
The Keatings from Family Ties.
I'm really torn still because I love... Probably my first one would be the Bradys. Although I wouldn't say that they're my favourite, they're definitely one that I always remember.
Yep, for sure. Maggie has SMS'd us, and hers was the Partridge Family.
Oh, come on, get happy.
Yes. And the bus. They all drove around in a wacky bus. They're a bit odd, if you ask me.
They were a bit odd. Now, remember, who was the mother who played?
Shirley Jones.
Shirley Jones.
Yep.
And Danny Bonaducci was the genius.
Hot mess.
He never left.
He was a hot mess.
Yeah.
And Susan Day.
The older
Susan Day.
Or La Law.
That's right. Exactly.
Oh, by the way, Andrew's great aunt used to refer to LA Law as La Law.
Nice. I knew someone who used to call Quincy M.E. Quincy Me.
Oh, Lordy, Lordy. Hey, another great band made up of brothers. And they were originally born in the UK. They came out here.
Lived in Queensland.
Then the first actual single that was actually making success in Australia, because they didn't get much success in Australia.
No.
They were on the boat back to Britain. And then they had to make that jump whether they were going to move back to Britain or come back to Australia. And they decided to go back to Britain. And it's the Bee Gees. You win again?
You do. On Joy 94.9. You're on Joy 94.9. It's the Family Affair. That was a family. It was the Bee Gees. We are asking our listeners tonight, too, to let us know who their favourite TV family was.
It's a family affair waka, waka, tonight. Waka, waka. It's a family It's slightly affair. Inappropriate, isn't
waka,
it?
Waka, waka, waka.
Oh, well, thanks, Sly and this Family Stone, for that. Slightly inappropriate.
Just so people at home know, we are fully dressed. There is nothing going on.
Oh, it's untoward. All gone.
I'm not playing it again.
Hey, you know, speaking of inappropriate, that's just reminded me who I think my favourite TV family is the Bluths from Arrested Development.
Yes.
Because as soon as you said inappropriate, I was thinking about, because they always had, like, you know, the uncle and the niece singing Afternoon Delight to each other in karaoke.
Now, what was the mother called?
Lucille.
Lucille. And then there was Liza Minnelli, who also was Lucille too.
She was.
Oh, my God. Who was your favourite character?
Oh, probably Job.
Yeah, I love Job.
Oh,
the
Job.
Magic.
So magic.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. We saw Job at LA Airport.
Oh, wow.
Well, the actor, I should say. Sorry, not Job. Andrew forgot his glasses, or did you not have your glasses on?
I didn't
on?
Have my glasses on, and I was squinting, thinking, is that Job? And then I realised that I wasn't squinting. I was, like, staring maniacally at him.
That didn't go down too well, did it?
No, it really didn't.
Hey, so the last track that we were playing was The Bee Gees with You Win Again, which was from an album they did in the late 80s. But they had many a track, didn't they?
Well, we were saying while the track was on, actually, that A, there's a heap of songs that they've written that you wouldn't know they did themselves, but there's also a heap, particularly through the 80s, where they sort of, you know, disco had died and they made, you know, so many hits through the 80s for other people. They wrote the Guilty album for Barbra Streisand, which still is her biggest selling album. They did Chain Reaction for Diana Ross, and I defy any gay man out there not to love that song. They did Heartbreaker for Dio.
It's the dress move.
It really
she
is.
Comes down, she drops the white mink.
Oh, the fishtail dress.
Hello.
Yeah. You got to love that.
They did Heartbreaker for Dionne Warwick. They did Islands in the Stream for Dolly. Song. So it's they're really prolific songwriters.
Yeah. Hey, we've had another nominee for Best TV Family. The Bundys from Married with Children. They were fairly dysfunctional too.
Oh, they were insane.
Yeah. And then of course, Mr. Bundy went on to be the head of the Modern Family family.
Absolutely.
An entirely different family.
I have to say, my favourite TV family at the moment has got to be the three families on Modern Family.
Yeah, love them.
Insane. Cam just makes... He did this thing the other night where he was twirling. He was teaching Lily...
Yes, I've seen that one.
He was teaching Lily how to dance, and his boyfriend said to him, how cool would it be if you turned into Wonder Woman right now? And he goes, I'm already there.
No, can't even talk about it.
And the running with the hands on the side. Swishing.
I've never seen anyone run like that, Brett.
Oh, really?
My favourite Cam line is, you cheated on me with choreography. Love that line.
Mine, I think, was right before the show even started. They start, you know, before we got it on Australian TV, they were showing like tiny little snippets, and I can't remember. And there was a scene where he had Lily dressed up in like celebrity outfits. As like, and Mitch came in and said something like, "Why is our daughter dressed as Diana Ross?" And he went, "No, don't be stupid. It's Donna Summer."
Hey, speaking of Donna Summer, someone else in the elk of Donna Summer had to be the fabulous Pointer Sisters. Brady, your choice of the evening?
Yes, once again, it's Dare Me. Unfortunately, we've already played I'm So Excited a few weeks ago, but this is just as good. You're on Joy 94.9. It's a family affair.
Hi, this is Ruth Pointer of the Pointer Sisters, and you're listening to Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9 in Melbourne. joy.org.au for the world.
You are listening to Joy 94.9. It's The Family Affair with Brett, and our two special guest stars, my darling sister Rebecca and my darling boyfriend Andrew.
And we just heard from the Pointer Sisters.
Tell us a little bit about the Pointer Sisters,
Beck. Well, I did see the Pointer Sisters last year when they came to Australia, except it wasn't all the sisters. Well, actually, it was just one, Ruth, one sister. She had a daughter being one of the Pointer Sisters, and her granddaughter was the third Pointer Sister. I think she had a nephew on the drum. She really kept it in the family. They were still fabulous, sang all the hits, got us up out of our seats. So I love the Pointer Sisters.
Oh, great.
Yeah. In their defence, Anita was meant to come, but she was sick, I think, was the story.
Yeah, that's okay.
Because they've had a bit of a big family falling out.
I think.
Are you saying that families argue from time to time?
Well, not actually the ones that are in that were in the Pointer Sisters.
Yes.
They don't argue, but Bonnie, who was kind of who went off solo, and then when...
The Rogue Pointer,
who had that fantastic song. But then the one that was in the Pointer Sisters that died, there was a big family...
Oh, yeah.
There was a big family feud when she died. And yeah, anyway, so it's all a bit messy, I think.
Hey, we are asking the question tonight, what is your favourite TV family? Hey, we had another shout out, didn't we?
We did. Your lovely little niece, Elizabeth, Lizzie, her favourite family are the Tucker Pritchetts from Modern Family, just as we were discussing before.
I mean, such a great show, Modern Family. It's so funny. Who's your favourite character?
Oh, that is too hard to answer.
Isn't it? They're all good.
I think they work together so well. I mean, I love Sofia Vergara. Who cannot resist that woman?
Oh my God, she's so gorgeous. But yay! She opens her mouth. Oh yeah. Lord!
And
but she's
Phil
gorgeous.
Is just so cringeworthy as well. He's just like, oh,
hey
no,
buddy. Yeah. I was like, oh, stop it,
stop it.
They are all. It really is an ensemble show, as they say. Because there is not one weak character in it. I don't think.
No.
No, not at all. Now, we are talking about different families, and we also mentioned, obviously, remember the great TV show Friends.
Yep.
And there great, was... in inverted commas.
Oh, Brady, what? She's being very controversial tonight.
You really are. You can't
hate that show. It's
how?
Awful.
How could you
it
hate
It is the
Friends?
Most unfunny show ever made. And the whole fact that they did that thing where they called every episode the one with the, like it was an instant classic. That
Wash
was
your
so pretentious.
Gin and tonic.
Was the worst thing ever. You know I hate Jennifer Aniston. We talked about this last week.
I know your hatred for Jennifer Aniston is
it knows
a
no
bit...
bounds.
I know. And I
it
think
knows
you...
no bounds.
It's like you can see it from outer space. You need to bring it back to orbit, to Earth, please.
Never.
We watched a family movie the other night where the Millers, the lovely Jennifer Aniston's in, well, she was fantastic. She played a stripper.
She was actually really funny, Brady.
God, who would pay to see her strip? No one. She's awful.
I think some
awful.
People would pay.
Cleaning up at the box office. Now, we never had a rivalry, did we, Rebecca, unlike Monica
were perfect.
And...
We had not like Monica and Ross.
Yes.
You never owned a monkey.
How did you go? Because obviously I'm part of the extended family, but how did you go? Because you get on so well now, but how did you go when you were younger, particularly having birthdays within 5 days of each other?
3 days.
Three days.
Yep. I was always 1 year and 362 days older than Brett. He
Any issues there?
You never know. Listening to my
both
sister.
Love sharings.
It's funny because we're both Geminis, aren't we?
Yeah, we're both Geminis and we're 3 days apart, but technically 2 years as well.
1 year, 360
days. Did you used to have separate parties or combined parties?
It's funny you should say that because sometimes, darling Maggie, we would have combined and sometimes we would have separate.
That's
isn't that true?
True?
That I think
true.
When we were younger, we had a lot of combined.
Yeah.
The one thing I remember from a combined birthday, I can't remember the birthday, but I remember there was this great big square cake or rectangle cake and it was the old-fashioned cake, you know, the really piped-in icing. And one side, because I love Mickey Mouse, I got Happy Birthday Brett with Mickey's head. And the other side was Happy Birthday Rebecca. And because you love Donald Duck, the Donald Duck head was there.
What they should have done was had half Mickey's head and half Donald's.
Wow, that wouldn't have been creepy for a children's birthday, Brett.
Yeah, that would have been great.
I think we were 4 and 6.
That was
so
very, very thrifty of you there, Maggie. A reversible cake. And
she didn't make that cake, surprisingly.
No, she bought the cake.
She bought the cake.
Bought the cake.
Not that there's an issue about that either.
In all fairness to Mum, that was one of the few times she did actually make most of our birthday cakes. And she always put on a spread. We always had party food and all that.
Oh, now you've put me on the shit list again. I'm the villain of the piece. No.
Yeah, bring up all
you know what?
Andy.
Someone had to be it, darling. Let it just be you this Christmas. Now, obviously, Brady, the reason why, obviously, and I haven't said this to the Joy listeners about why my beautiful boyfriend and my beautiful sister in the studio is because my sister's come over from Perth with her three darling children, my two nephews and my niece, and we've had all of Christmas together.
It's
and
been lovely.
It has been really lovely. It's been a little... We're all a bit tired.
We are tired.
But we've all been well fed and well watered.
We are definitely that. And the children have had a lovely time doing all the family things around Melbourne. We've been to the zoo, Luna Park today. I think that might have been for somebody else's benefit.
I hope you slapped at Luna Park today.
Yes, I was. Can I say now, Brett? So we're all at Luna Park. Andrew and the kids are on all the rides. Rebecca and Brett are holding the bags. And there was one stage where I'm taking photos of everyone. And when the kid's coming off the ride, including Andrew, I'm getting out the sunscreen and spraying everyone.
I was doing a community
such a good
service,
little mother.
Look, couldn't you know? You have to. It was 31. I mean, it was got up to 35 today.
It was
insane.
Hot.
Insane.
Hey, you know what else is hot?
What?
It has to be Nile Rodgers. He reworked this song in 1984 by originally Sister Sledge. Now, they were sisters, weren't they?
Yeah.
And it's Lost in Music. This is the Nile Rodgers.
And if you could listen closely, you can hear Simon Le Bon doing background vocals on this.
No.
Yes.
You've heard it here first on The Affair tonight on Joy 94.9.
Most amazing gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9.
You are listening to Joy 94.9. It's a family affair tonight on the show. We are asking our listeners to let us know who their favourite TV family is. And speaking of families, my lovely boyfriend has sent me the first ever message he's ever sent me in 6 months of doing this show.
Oh, my God.
Yes, and he says we have an awesome programme and great guests.
Aww.
Here we go. It's our family guests.
Hola, Fernando.
Hola. He has just, I won't say survived, he has just spent Christmas with my family, speaking of family.
Yes.
And I might even give them a shout out because although they live way up in the country, they are commuting from Geelong to the country at the moment. So
yes.
Might be in listenership zone. So hello, family.
Oh, it's always good to have a shout out to the family. And I want to say there's two birthdays that I want to talk about now. Our dear old friend, Rebecca. Not Rebecca, my sister, Rebecca, who we've known for years. It's her birthday today, so I wanted to say happy birthday to Rebecca. And also for my dad, who would have been 67 today. So we want to say we're still thinking of you, Dad. Happy birthday.
That's a nice little family message.
But we are talking about different families. We've talked a lot of TV families, haven't
well,
we, guys?
Well, there's kind of like an endless supply of them. That's the thing. Because nearly every show, even if it's not family-based, will have family characters attached to it. And often they're like yes. The guest star characters that like appear, you know, the wacky mother that comes into, you know, the couple show or whatever, you know, like Will and Grace, you know, Grace's mother.
I was just thinking the same.
Bobby.
Yes. Yes, she's fantastic.
Barbie Adler. I told you so, Dan.
I love it when she went up to her mum and goes, Mum, it's okay, but it's the dance. Don't do the dance.
Well, and Will's mum was Blythe Danner as
that's
well.
That's right. Yes. Waspy
Gwenny's mum, yeah.
She was great, emotionally detached.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. And Jack's mother only appeared in it once or twice.
Oh, she was in that fantastic episode where he came out to her at Thanksgiving dinner. That's like one of the best episodes ever.
And Karen's mother.
Hiya, Kiki. What was her name?
I've forgotten her name. She used to appear a lot on The Love Boat. She was hilarious.
Charo? Yeah.
No. Unfortunately, we do like any opportunity to mention Charo on the show.
That's why
but
I
no.
Do you remember what her name was on The Love Boat?
Oh, April Showers? No.
No.
I don't know.
No, April that was something. On a different Love Boat movie.
Rebecca, April Lopez.
Lopez. Oh, how could I miss that?
How could you miss her? Now, the other thing I loved about Will and Grace is because Karen's sister came in the last season.
That's right, Bernadette Peters.
And it originally was supposed to be Barbara Streisand, but for some reason she pulled out and Bernadette Peters took her place and she was brilliant.
Yeah. As she always
Jackie
is.
Jackie or Jilly, I've forgotten the name. Jenny. That was her name. And she was hysterical.
But her leg was 3/4 of an inch shorter than the other, remember?
And it stopped.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
It stopped her doing everything in life.
Oh, dear.
Family quirks. And I love the fact, I mean, the whole premise of Will and Grace as well. I mean, Will and Grace were the updated mum and dad. And really, Jack and Karen were the children.
They definitely were. Jack yeah. was yeah. certainly the child of the family.
Oh, my goodness. Jazz hands aplenty.
Just Jack.
Just Jack. Now, the other different families that, you know, there's the Sopranos. Let's get into drama, like the whole Sopranos. And about the mafia and about the mob. And did you never watch Sopranos, Rebecca?
I never watched The Sopranos. Too late at night for me. I had three children. What are you talking
about? It was a brilliant series. Brittany, yourself?
No, you're getting a blank look from me as well.
Oh,
never watched
God.
It.
Move on.
All right.
Sullivans.
Read the signs.
Yes. Sullivans.
Sullivans.
Yeah.
Quintessential Australian family.
I love the Sullivans.
Yeah.
I love the Sullivans too.
We were obsessed by them when I was a kid, although I'm not that old, so I don't know what I'm talking about. Yes.
Oh, yeah. He seems to always forget his age.
I know. And then I let slip with, oh, yeah, I watched something back
no,
in the 80s.
No, that's right. Uncle Harry. Michael Keaton's
Uncle
Michael
Harry.
Is still
my favourite was always Mrs. Jessup. bless her heart, she just went on to play the same character updated in Neighbours as Mrs. Mangles.
Yeah.
And do you know that when she retired... She retired because she got so much hate mail, she's become a recluse.
Yeah.
That's really sad.
People who couldn't differentiate her from her character and like would yell at her on the street and
Didn't she end up adopting Bouncer?
I don't know about that.
Well, that should have redeemed her if she did.
No, clearly not long, not enough.
Edge off.
No.
Poor Ida Jessop.
I know. She's a darling woman. And obviously in quite a few current TV shows, like A Place to Call Home, it's all about the family in, I want to say not in New England, because the province or the part of New South Wales is called New England, but it's Inverloch. I think it's all set around Inverloch, and that's all based around...
What's the mean woman who used to do Better Homes and Gardens? What's
Noni Hazlehurst.
Noni Hazlehurst. You don't like her character.
I don't like Noni.
Can I say, look, in Downton Abbey, because we're talking about, like, at least Maggie Smith, she's a mean old thing, but she redeems herself a bit. This, she's just mean. There's no... She doesn't redeem herself at all. She's just flat out mean. And
some people are.
Some families have the mean old bird.
Matriarchs and patriarchs. Oh, dear.
I'm pretty confident she's not listening.
But there's always a patriarch and a matriarch in the family, and I think that's quite... They've touched... Don't get me wrong. They haven't done it perfectly, but they've done a really good job to recreate post-war Australia in the early 50s. I think they've done a great job, and I think there were real staunch characters.
Staunch.
Now, you know who's also a staunch character?
Who's that?
It's Sly and the Family Stone.
That was a clumsy clink.
Segue, not so good.
He's been trying for months to learn how to segue like me, and he's not quite there yet. You're on Joy 94.9.
Hello there, I'm funny lady Judith Lucy. Support Joy 94.9 or else get r***ed.
I love Judith Lucy. She has a dysfunctional family, which she wants to talk about.
Oh, my God. Because why, Brittany?
It's a family affair.
It's been a family affair tonight.
Waka.
Yep. I don't think I can ever listen to that song again now. Hey, I want to say a big thank you to my beautiful sister and my beautiful partner for coming in and joining us for a family affair.
It's great fun. Thank you for having
us. My pleasure. Now, Brie, what's so special about our next show?
It's our last show, our final show. Tonight has therefore been our penultimate show.
I know, because Brittany and I are taking the next grid off. We're going to have January
to March
off.
A summer holiday.
Absolutely. We've been, you know, big thanks to Joy for letting us on. And obviously, we might be looking back on some of our shows. Clearly, we're going to give Mr. Hikaru, who actually created the show, a call next week and have a bit of a chat.
Yes, we'll look back and it will be an affair to remember.
Absolutely. So the final song tonight is, this is probably one of my all-time favourite disco songs.
More siblings.
It's by the Brothers Johnson with Stomp. I want to say to my guests, any final words tonight,
Take care of your family.
I just thank you. Thank you both for having me on again. And good luck next week with your final show.
Aww.
Brady?
Oh, Brady, you're like my brother, Brady. But that would have been really confusing because we've got the same name.
Brett 1 and Brett 2.
Yeah, we've done that. That's why we came up with Brett and the other Brett.
Yeah,
much easier.
Yeah. Okay.
And obviously, I want to say thanks for joining us. Thanks for listening. And good night, Australia.
Joy.
This has been another podcast of The Affair on Joy 94.9.
You can always catch us at 6 p.m. on Saturday nights on Joy 94.9.
And catch us online at joy.org.au/theaffair.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.